Thank you for calling the Dial-Up Story Hotline. This is Anti-Heroes by George Saunders. I just had a great idea for a TV show. People from all over the world begin to sense they have superpowers. One guy can fly, another can walk through walls, a cheerleader is impervious to physical harm, a kid can move back and forth in time. You get the idea? Normal people, sick and tired of living under constraint, are busting out into a world without limits. But here's the twist. These people who believe they have superpowers, they don't. They never have, and never will. There is no such thing as a superpower. The guy who thinks he can fly jumps off his minivan and sprains his ankle. The one who can walk through walls tries to run through the living room wall and breaks a photograph of his wife's mother. His wife is really upset. The cheerleader, impervious to physical harm, throws herself down a flight of stairs, breaks her back, then lies there, waiting for it to miraculously mend. But no, the cat steps over. So much for cheerleading! The kid who thinks he can move back and forth through time decides to exit a math test early by time transporting himself back to Mozart's Vienna. He tries and tries and tries so hard he finally farts really loudly in a wet double burst. The other kids crack up. He tries to time transport himself back to the instance before the fart so he can withhold the fart. But no, he tries so hard, he farts again. The classroom just dissolves into an uncontrollable laughter. Even the teacher drops her head to her desk, shoulders heaving. A housewife who can cause objects to levitate and destroy the family aquarium. An elderly woman who uses her superpowers is so she can speak telepathically to animals gets bit by a squirrel. When using her mind, she asks the squirrel why it bites her again, then dashes up a tree. A stripper, whose superpower is that she can read an entire book just by picking it up, goes into the bookstore and keeps picking up books and putting them down, a quizzical look upon her face, wearing a crop top and spike heels. A nun in New Mexico, whose superpower is the ability to make delicious bread using any ingredients on hand, even mud, dead bugs, makes a loaf of bread that all the other nuns, well, decline to eat. I actually just ate, one says. Honestly, sister, I have an upset stomach, protests another. A Virginian boy, whose superpowers is he can throw a wad of paper into his trash can, misses 16 times in a row. Even when he goes right up to the can and drops the wad directly in, it hits the edge and drops into his gym shoe. Maybe that's my superpower, he thinks. Whenever I throw this wad of paper, it lands in my gym shoe. He throws the wad of paper out of the door of his room to see if it'll boomerang back and land in those gym shoes. But no. His octogenarian grandfather is just then hobbling by, and a wad of paper hits him in the side of the head. He's so old he doesn't even notice, just keeps on hobbling. His superpower is he can make it to the bathroom on time whenever he likes. On the outskirts of town, a aging balding bachelor's superpower is he can take a box of his mother's precious stupid vintage glassware and hurl it down the basement stairs, and not a single piece will break. Later in the day, as he waits for her to get home, his superpower is, when she comes in, he will make a cloud of forgetting form around her head. Or, failing that, a cloud of not really liking that glassware anyway, sweetie. At this point, as her car pulls up, oh god, he would settle for the superpower of, can he make his knee stop shaking under the table whenever he likes? Jesus, she's actually gonna smite him. Her superpower is, can cause the front door to open by using only her mind. He hears her head slam into the closed door as usual. Then, as usual, she swears under her breath and goes for her keys. It was Anti-Heroes by George Saunders. For previous Dial stories, visit the archive, KirkwoodPublicLibrary.org.